It's been a minute since I've recorded a podcast, and I just felt like today is one of those days. What's up? What's happening? Well, I'm back. I don't even know what episode this is, but I'm doing it nevertheless. So, what are we looking at today? Five ways to live a happy and healthier lifestyle, right? Now, most of my friends always ask me, where do you get your content from? My brain, motherfucker. All right, let's look right into it. I would like to keep this under 3 minutes at the very least, and let's do it. So the first thing you'd want to do as a student, as a human being, man, you want to live a happier and healthier lifestyle, right? The first thing is your diet, what you eat. They say that what you eat is basically what you are. So you need to eat plenty of fresh and non-processed foods, like drinks lots of water. It's something that I started doing lately, and it's been working really, really, really good for me. So yeah, be careful what you take in. If you always eat junk food, you need to change that. Try to eat healthier foods as well. Yeah, try to eat food with, you know, calcium and stuff like that. That really, really helps you become, you know, a healthier and happy person as well. That's number one. Eat healthy, and check your diet as well. If you don't have your weight, perhaps, you know, in check. It's very, very important that you eat correctly. Number two, exercise, right? I know exercise is one of those really, really tricky things to be consistent at, but try to get, you know, about 150 minutes of moderate, intense workouts. That's at least daily, right? Try to do something. When you wake up, do some push-ups, do some sit-ups. Easier said than done, but trust me, it's going to do you a really, 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 really great deal. Number three, sleep, bruh. Try to get 7 to 8 hours every night of sleep. This is something I don't do, but it's something that is very, very crucial. That's for your mind, right? Try to get 7 to 8 hours every night and try to keep a regular sleep-wake cycle. What that means is that go to bed and get up at the very same time. That's every day. Number four, socializing, right? It reduces stress to just, you know, meet up with a few friends, you know, visit a friend, talk to a friend. That makes you calmer. It reduces stress and anxiety, and it improves your mental functioning as well. And that helps guard against depression, you know, heart diseases and all that kind of stuff, right? So it's very important that you socialize as well. Number five, and the last one for now, is have a primary care physician. What does that mean? That means that you have to have annual visits that are important, like that for your doctor and stuff like that. Now, most of us don't do that. Most of us are afraid of corona, and we are not even taking care of the rest of the things that are happening in our lives, right? It's easier for Namibians to wear a mask, but not to wear a condom. Washa. No, but really, it's like corona came and we forgot about all the other important things that we must do in life. So wear your mask as often as you wear a condom. Take responsibility for your life, my friend. Easier said than done, but trust me, it will go a great way. Like I said, I'll try to keep this short, and yeah, I just feel like I miss y'all, man. But otherwise, do good things, live and prosper. Be good to yourself, be good to your friends, be good to your family, and everything else will fall into place. Up until the next one, it's Max Levels, you know what it is. And I've been saying epitome of eloquence all my life. The correct pronunciation is actually epitome of eloquence, right? I will explain what that means in my next podcast. Adios, Shab. It's been a minute since I've recorded a podcast, and I just felt like today is one of those days. What's up? What's happening? Well, I'm back. I don't even know what episode this is, but I'm doing it nevertheless. So, what are we looking at today? Five ways to live a happy and healthier lifestyle, right? Now, most of my friends always ask me, where do you get your content from? My brain, motherfucker. All right, let's look right into it. I would like to keep this under 3 minutes at the very least, and let's do it. So the first thing you'd want to do as a student, as a human being, man, you want to live a happier and healthier lifestyle, right? The first thing is your diet, what you eat. They say that what you eat is basically what you are. So you need to eat plenty of fresh and non-processed foods, like drinks lots of water. It's something that I've started doing lately, and it's been working really, really, really good for me. So yeah, be careful what you take in. If you always eat junk food, you need to change that. Try to eat healthier foods as well. Yeah, try to eat food with, you know, calcium and stuff like that. That really, really helps you become, you know, a healthier and happy person as well. That's number one. Eat healthy, and check your diet as well. If you don't have your weight, perhaps, you know, in check, it's very, very important that you eat correctly. Number two, exercise, right? I know exercise is one of those really, really tricky things to be consistent at. But try to get, you know, about 150 minutes of moderate, intense workouts. That's at least daily, right? Try to do something. When you wake up, do some push-ups, do some sit-ups. Easier said than done, but trust me, it's going to do you a really, 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 really great deal. Number three, sleep, bruh. Try to get 7 to 8 hours every night of sleep. This is something I don't do, but it's something that is very, very crucial. That's for your mind, right? Try to get 7 to 8 hours every night and try to keep a regular sleep-wake cycle. What that means is that go to bed and get up at the very same time. That's every day. Number four, socializing, right? It reduces stress to just, you know, meet up with a few friends, you know, visit a friend, talk to a friend. That makes you calmer. It reduces stress and anxiety, and it improves your mental functioning as well. And that helps guard against depression, you know, heart diseases and all that kind of stuff, right? So it's very important that you socialize as well. Number five, and the last one for now, is have a primary care physician. What does that mean? That means that you have to have annual visits that are important, like that for your doctor and stuff like that. Now, most of us don't do that. Most of us are afraid of corona, and we are not even taking care of the rest of the things that are happening in our lives, right? It's easier for Namibians to wear a mask, but not to wear a condom. Washa. No, but really, it's like corona came and we forgot about all the other important things that we must do in life. So wear your mask as often as you wear a condom. Take responsibility for your life, my friend. Easier said than done, but trust me, it will go a great way. Like I said, I'll try to keep this short, and yeah, I just feel like I miss y'all, man. But otherwise, do good things, live and prosper. Be good to yourself, be good to your friends, be good to your family, and everything else will fall into place. Up until the next one, it's Max Levels, you know what it is. And I've been saying epitome of eloquence all my life. The correct pronunciation is actually epitome of eloquence, right? I will explain what that means in my next podcast. Adios, Shabbat.